This is Anne with an article from the website of perfume manufacturer Carvinson's, The 12 Scents of Christmas. Pine. Pine most definitely has to be high up on the list of Christmassy smells. It brings back memories of Christmas mornings and conjures up images of sparkly Christmas lights and Christmas presents. Mulled wine. The aroma is less about the wine and more about the spices. Cinnamon sticks, star anise, black peppercorns, cardamom pods, allspice berries, dried orange peel and cloves. Mulled wine was actually created by the Romans in an effort to defend their bodies against the cold winter. This taste for mulled wine then spread across Europe as the Roman Empire expanded and has since created other mulled products such as mulled port, cider and mead. Brandy. Whether it is in or an accompaniment to Christmas desserts or a warming cocktail, brandy has always been associated with Christmas. The term brandy is derived from the Dutch word brandewijn, which literally means burned wine. We encounter a wide range of burning smells throughout the winter and autumnal period, whether it be the smells of crackling log fires and bonfires or roasted nuts. Burnt or roasted smells are a staple of winter, conjuring images of warmth, relaxation, and homeliness. Cranberry. Cranberry sauce, the traditional accompaniment to turkey at Christmas. In their raw form, cranberries are hard, sour, and bitter. To reduce this tartness, cranberry juice is usually sweetened or blended with other fruit juice or sugars. But beware before ladling it onto your Christmas dinner, as at 1 teaspoon of sugar per ounce, cranberry sauce is more highly sweetened than many fizzy drinks. Chocolate. Who can get through the Christmas period without indulging in chocolate? Giving chocolate as a gift dates back to the 12th century, when the Aztecs presented chocolate drinks to their royalty, warriors, and explorers. They believed the cacao beans were a gift from their gods, and as a result, only a very select few were allowed to eat or drink it. The United Kingdom is one of the main chocolate-consuming countries in Europe, with a per capita consumption of 8.1 kilos per year. That's a heck of a lot of chocolate. Ginger. After all this sweetness, you need spice. Ginger originated from Southeast Asia. Alongside use in all manner of meals and desserts, ginger also makes up one of our all-time Christmas favourites, gingerbread. The most ancient evidence of its use is among the Austronesian peoples, where it was used to flavour food or eaten directly. The leaves were also used to weave mats. Aside from these uses, ginger had religious significance, being used in rituals for healing and protection against spirits. Chestnuts. No Christmas fare is complete without the scent of roasting chestnuts wafting through the air. Sweet and nutty, with that unmistakable additional charcoal scent. Bitter when raw, roasted chestnuts have a delicate and slightly sweet flavour with a soft texture similar to sweet potato. Dried fruit. Love them or hate them. The fruity but spicy aroma of dried fruit is about as festive as you can get. Christmas cakes, puddings and mince pies are chock-a-block with dried fruit. Dried fruit garlands of orange are commonplace in our homes at Christmas. Cinnamon. Obtained from the inner bark of several tree species, cinnamon is used mainly as an aromatic flavouring in a wide variety of cuisines, sweet and savoury dishes, breakfast cereals, snack foods, tea and traditional foods. The sweet, hot spiciness of cinnamon can also be found in mulled wine, biscuits or eggnog. Its warm, inviting scent makes everything seem cosier and merrier and is perfect for cold winter nights. Mandarin. This fruit has long been associated with Christmas, not only as an ingredient in dried fruit combinations, but also found in Christmas stockings. Finding a mandarin at the bottom of your stocking was said to symbolise gold. At Chinese New Year, mandarins are considered traditional symbols of abundance and good fortune. Mandarin in the fragrance world has been heavily used for many years, and although its fragrance is one that conjures up bright and sunny notes, it often has more character and depth than some of its citrus-based relatives. Fig. In the Middle Ages, figs were one of the few foods allowed to be eaten during the Christian religious fasts of Advent and Lent. This may explain their continued association with Christmas, as in figgy pudding. Figs originate from the Middle East. They are grown widely in countries with warm climates, but historic mention of them can be traced to the Bible. Orange and cloves. This fruity, spicy, festive scent combination is as traditional as they come. The intoxicating aroma of clove-studded oranges instantly brightens up those long winter nights, and it does wonders to freshen up a cold, stuffy space. By studding an orange with whole dried cloves and letting it cure dry, the scent can last for many, many years. This helps perfume and freshen the air, and also keeps drawers of clothing and linens fresh, pleasant smelling, and moth-free.